This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4093. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. It's you, our Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tate.
Click, clack, drinkity drum.
All right, here we go. A family putting in a kitchen realizes that they did not need to take a loan out after all. Meanwhile, after 7 years, a Japanese zoo learns that their resident hippo is not having a ball. Man who's lived to 110 says he eats whatever he wants and drinks Ovaltine every day. A guy locks himself in a car dealership until he and his new truck can drive away. And an Air Force flight is delayed by a sleeping alligator. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Our very own Mike Hawk brought us this story yesterday, but it's worth repeating. A woman in England looked through her binoculars, and what did she see? A 7-year-old kid with his hand stuffed in a horse's butt. Now, as a result, the kid was arrested for what they call outraging public decency, as he should be. But the question we're left with is, who's more traumatized? The kid who got busted for using a horse as a glove, or the poor woman who looked through binoculars only to see the dude with his hand in a horse's ass? I mean, I think both of them are like, this is not a good day. This is not a moment that I wanted. But look, sometimes you just don't want to see what you saw. In fact, a photographer, he's suing Megan Thee Stallion over what he calls a toxic work environment. And one of his complaints is that she, quote unquote, forced him to watch her have sex with another woman in the back of an SUV.
Oh, no.
I guess all I can say is we've all got problems, I guess. Like the man in England who was ghosted by his girlfriend. He's not the first man to suffer that, but you're asking yourself, what happened? Well, he ran the London Marathon, and then he crapped himself as he crossed the finish line. The thing is, his girlfriend was there to congratulate him, but she saw him crap himself, was mortified, and now she won't return his texts or calls. Maybe that's a bit of an overreaction, sure, but she saw what she saw, and that was seemingly a deal breaker. And there's a different guy. He's gone viral, unfortunately, for a $20 bet at the gym. You see, his friend bet him $20 that he couldn't bench press a certain amount of weight. Well, as the barbell reaches its lowest point, the lifter heaves. But instead of thrusting the bar upwards, he lets out a massive fart, which, of course, was captured on video. Lucky guy. But that's how things work. Sometimes you see something you don't want to see. Other times you really wish no one had seen what you were doing. Whether it was tripping in public, scratching your ass, or eating a booger, who knows. But that leads to today's question. What do you wish you'd never seen, or what do you wish no one had seen you do?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but y'all, is away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4093. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you do it. Find three people in the news doing bad things every week.
Yeah. This isn't so much people as it is, well, they're known as the man. So all three of these stories, the man seems to be trying to get over on people with a little questionable behavior then.
Who Sucks Less is coming up with the man.
The man.
Also,
not Chico. The man.
We have a chance for you to win tickets to see Aerosmith this afternoon. Their show November 24th, Climate Pledge Arena, along with the Black Crowes. They basically said, hey, you come up with a time, give the secret word, and then when you hear that word, you text it to 206-803-ROCK.
How do they expect you to come up with a different time each day? I mean, here we are. We're prepping for the show. We got other things to do.
Yeah, time, word, the whole thing.
It's ridiculous.
So today, well,
they don't respect your time, Miles.
I know.
They really don't. Yeah. It's every day. Every day with this crap.
But came up with a time, and the time today is going to be 4:20.
That's a good time.
That is a really solid time.
Figured it'd be easy for some of you to remember that. Others may be more difficult. But either way, the secret word will be given out at 4:20 for your chance to win tickets to see Aerosmith. What else do we have for you? This Sunday, the Men's Room World Tour, stop number 3, happens at Olaf's in Ballard. Doing a little Sunday fun day, drinking from 2 until 4 at one of the coolest old school bars in Ballard. And Seattle, basically, as far as one of the older, more established places.
And it was opened by a snowman, Olaf's.
The snowman. Yes, exactly. Men's Room World Tour, stop number 3.
It's true, Mike.
Hopefully, we'll see you Sunday from 2 until 4. Men's Room Beer Brats on the menu for Mooley.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan also going to be there. So hopefully, you get a chance to stop by and join us from 2 to 4 this coming Sunday. What else? We have some updated locations on the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. If you haven't had a chance to get it yet, now available at Zach's Smoke and Beverages, the Machias Food Mart, the Chevron.
Oh, Machias.
Yeah.
Machias. Nice.
Salmon Service Center, Terry's Corner Store, the Eastlake Market, Storm Lake Grocery, the Golden Food Mart, Beer Star in Seattle, the Saveway Market, Briscoe Shell Station, D&L Food Mart, Plaza Select Foods, also at Pacific Liquor, Zach's Smoke Shop, Discount Smoke, Lucky Liquor and Beverage.
Lucky Liquor. Yeah.
Lucky Liquor and Wine. That's what she's not feeling. I mean,
she's not happy about it, but she'll do it.
Okay. Ballard Liquor Convenience Store.
Fine.
72nd Deli Market. Lucky Liquor and Wine. All right. Shout out to Lucky Liquor. If you have to. Great spot. They sponsored a lot of good soccer teams.
I see. Uh-huh. I can guess the one they sponsor. Okay.
And the Town and Country Market in Mill Creek. Some of the locations. By the way, if you haven't spot the beer, I know a number of you have found it. Please send us an email to themensroom@kisw.com. Include a picture of the display and let us know where you bought it. I believe someone sent us an email that said, found your beer in Shelton. And there's a picture of two beautiful six-packs in the seat of his car.
Yeah!
No idea where he got it.
Apparently, they're just all over Shelton like Easter eggs on Easter Day.
But if you can remember to include the location, we'll try to get it out to as many people as possible. As the word has been spreading, the beer has been selling awesome. You guys are doing a great job for the three local Fisher houses, and people love this beer. So, so far, so good on the Men's Room IPA launch with a Black Raven Brewing. We're hearing nothing but good stuff.
This guy who did not tell us where in Shelton he found it, although providing video or photographic evidence that he did, I say we work with Black Raven and we get like 1,000 cases of the beer. And one by one, we just hide them throughout random locations in Shelton.
You bet, dude.
That way, that guy's email's accurate. I found these in Shelton. Course you did.
I think he's just trying to protect his stash. He found it somewhere, but he doesn't want to draw attention to that.
You know, man, I cannot blame the man for that. There are several things where I call Ted and I's bar the watering hole.
Right.
And it will stay that. My wife and I know of like...
Sorry to the owner.
Three fairly... I know. Come on, man. I'm like, no.
I'll do it.
There's like two or three cheaper parking garages downtown that my wife and I are aware of. Nice. One is actually free, but no one knows that it is. We never tell anyone. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds crappy. I just want to make sure I get my parking space.
Damn right.
So I get it, man.
I have a reserve spot in the area.
In the area?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yeah. In the area. Yeah, well, basically...
It must be nice.
Here's my next
move. Yeah, no kidding.
I'm going to get like a piece of multicolored or different, not white paper, but I'm going to put it in the copy printer machine we have here.
All right.
And then I'm going to print out a thing that says reserved in black, bold letters.
That is all it takes.
And then I'm going to have Frankie laminate that thing for me, right?
Yeah.
And then I'll always have it in my glove compartment. And anytime I go someplace where I think, you know what?
I want to park here.
If I just put this in the front window... Reserve.
I mean, just see if it works.
Reserve for what?
I'm not going to lie. I will not say. Someone I know, they have to go in and out of work, so getting a parking space back in a building can prove difficult. All right? So I said, look, man, you know an orange traffic cone does the trick. You put an orange traffic cone anywhere, people just leave it alone. They assume there's something up. So WashDOT, I'll let you know, I stole one of your traffic cones that we paid for, so I don't care. Well, they're doing the light rail, and I said, look, man, they got like 80 of them. So I'll just snag one. I did, and he uses this thing every day. And so far...
Wait a minute, you stole a traffic cone, and you were giving me hell from stealing a pepper grill grinder?
His taxes paid for the cone.
I paid for the traffic cone.
I ate there like every day for like 3 or 4 days.
Miles, you are stealing.
You're stealing.
No.
I am taking advantage of our tax dollars. Mm-hmm. And as a result, my man has been able to park in his same parking space every single day.
By that metric, I should be able to just grab a police car.
You know, you're right. Mm-hmm. And Mike, I advise you try that. Okay. You just look, if they leave it running, you just hop in and say, hey, we paid for this.
I know where the secret button is, cops. Mm-hmm. I can get that thing moving.
They'll be like, you're also going to pay for the bullet that is in your chest.
That's right. Traffic circle, like when you're driving into the University of Maryland.
Yeah.
So we're trying to go to a football game. It's like me, my cousins, my dad, my uncle. And we just can't get into the circle. Somebody's going to let you in. Same thing. My uncle just popped out, just blew his whistle because he's a coach. Stop traffic. And I mean, he didn't just let us through. He let like 10 cars through, stood there for a minute, blew the whistle.
All right.
And hopped back in.
It's not a bad call. If you have a clipboard, a whistle, and a hard hat, and
an orange vest. The orange vest is huge.
Oh, yeah.
You can do anything you want.
There is nowhere that won't just let you in.
I will say, on the downside, at the world's largest cocktail party in Jacksonville,
yeah,
I was in a minivan, and my brother said, just get out and move that cone. And I mean, as soon as my hand hit it, this Florida State Trooper started, he's like, yeah, put that cone down. And Chris is like, just move it, move it. And I mean, I just threw it. Now, and we drove off.
Now, if you had one
he
of those,
scared the crap out
if
of
you
me.
Had one of those mini handheld things like the guys have that they bring in the airplanes at the airport,
the orange flag things,
or just even the red lit up like little mini lightsaber. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where you direct traffic with it. If you had one of those bad boys and you brought it out and you started waving it.
You don't get. Who has ever pulled over?
Instant credibility.
Who has ever pulled over?
Instant credibility.
And asked, like, the flagger, I need to see ID that proves that I actually have to stop because you turned a pole around and said stop.
Yeah.
You just assume, right?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A's got two lines. I can make everyone go in the left one, act like the right one's closed or whatever, the left one.
You know, we need to do that. We need to start doing that.
Empty line. Get my food first.
I'm going to order an orange vest and see what I can just get away with.
Yes!
Right? To see where I can walk, where I can park. Because you can park half on the sidewalk if you get out with the orange vest and have a clipboard. Because obviously, I'm there to do something important. Sure, I bought a six-pack of beer, but that was a very important six-pack. Yes. No one questions it.
I'm just going to post up, you know, outside of a like a traffic light. And then every time the light turns red, I'll just make it go.
Go ahead. No, you're good.
It wouldn't be a bad reason to get arrested, though. What you in for, brother? I was faking being a traffic cop.
Yeah.
Our question today, what do you wish you had never seen, or what do you wish no one had seen you do? Marathons are a big deal. They're not easy by any stretch of the imagination. And the London Marathon was not too long ago, and maybe the people running that did not have quite as bad of an experience as one guy. The man, unfortunately, he soiled himself when he crossed the finish line.
I like that he did it as he crossed.
At the iconic running event. However, it did not end there. Things got worse. Guy's story was shared on Twitter at the as the weekend. As
just like he wanted.
We're discussing the marathon. A woman named Molly sparked conversation by writing, what if you had a boyfriend, imagine, who was doing the marathon, and you went to meet him at the end, and you saw him cobbling towards you, shivering in this little tinfoil shawl, and you got the ick. The tweet went viral, racking up 4.3 million views as people contemplated the situation. And it led to one person to share the sad tale of a man. He wrote, bloke I used to work with in the city literally S'd himself as he crossed the finishing line in crippling agony. Over the next 5 days, some of his toenails dropped off, and his girlfriend, who was waiting for him at the finish line, stopped returning his text. His tweet then went viral itself. Many people said stories like this put them off running, as one person wrote. Seems to be a lot of S'ing yourself involved in running. That'd be hard for me. Another added, people should bear this in mind when they start thinking about running a marathon. This is why I won't even try a half marathon. 5K is plenty enough. Someone asked the poster if it was actually him who it happened to. He said, nah, you'd never catch me running a marathon. That took place last Sunday. I had a very similar experience on a half marathon where I thought that was going to happen to me. Granted, I was in the middle of the woods, which was worse. Also, where I was in the woods, there was no place to get off the trail. It was a cliff to one side
right.
and straight up the mountain on the other. It was basically cut into the side of a mountain. There's nowhere to go. If you jump down the side of the mountain to try to hide, you're basically going down 30 to 40 feet down a cliff, holding onto trees to get it done. So, not a good experience there.
I just can't believe his girlfriend, like, that mortified her so much. Like, I can't return his phone calls. Yep.
Couple other disgusting things people have seen in downtown Seattle. From a Reddit discussion, I was sitting on one of those benches in a downtown park with a homeless woman, and she plopped down next to me, and she says, cover me. She then pulled down her pants and proceeded to pee and have diarrhea through the slats on the bench.
Yeah.
I got up and walked away. I did not need to see that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Here's another one that's just a little bit strange. My brother, guys, has a form of autism. He swims with a special Olympic group. So he wasn't coming out of the shower for a few minutes. My mom said, hey, will you just go and check on him in the guy's locker room? So I did. First thing I see is a boy bent over, stark naked, with a jet of water from the shower aimed right onto his anus. He had the biggest and most pleasurable smile on his face. I could have easily lived without seeing the look on his face as the water hit him in the bung. And I saw my parents having sex once. Then not 3 hours later, I walked in to tell my sister what I saw, only to realize that her boyfriend was over, and they were having sex and doing it as well.
Oof.
Our question, what do you wish you had never seen, or what do you wish no one had seen you do? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jenny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
How goes it?
It's going great,
man. We're doing good, Jenny. How are you?
I'm great. Sitting here. Listening to you guys tell stories about people pissing themselves.
Well, that's something that you probably did not want to see.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah. Yeah.
Once again,
I think she missed the point of your question.
Here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
How about you? Yeah, I don't want to say that either.
Sucker, mother.
Not what we meant.
Please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Take two. Welcome back to the show. No, it's all right, man.
Oh, Jenny, you just can't cuss on the radio. Yeah.
Okay. I apologize.
So what did you see or what did someone see that you wish they had?
I was a freshman in high school and I was a cheerleader. So I needed attention, clearly. And one day we were walking to lunch. We're on our way down the hill, and a bunch of guys were driving by, and they whistled at us. So I turned around to, you know, be cute and all, and turned back around, clotheslined myself on a rearview mirror, and turned. Everybody stopped and laughed, and there I am laid out in the snow in my cheerleading uniform, laying on the ground, not being cute.
Oh, it knocked you all
the way
down.
I'm sure you're still cute, but yeah, you probably look like a moron. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I got a secret for you. Had no effect on any guy.
Didn't you walk into a sign or a...
I walked into a... same thing. I'm walking to work, and between my place and work, there was Towson University, whatever it's called. Anyway, and a lot of hot chicks go to the school. Well, it's like...
That is a fact.
Without a doubt, right? So it's like one of the first days of spring where the temperature's actually warm, maybe 78, 80 degrees. I'm walking up the street, and their quad, as it were, is between the main road, and this is a very busy road, York Road in Baltimore, between the road, and then their building is maybe 100 yards back from there, and that entire space just is green space, and all of these chicks are now out. Well, dudes are out too, didn't notice them. But all the chicks are out in their bikinis, man, and I'm just like, oh, God, yeah. So it's maybe 3 blocks, I get to walk along here, and I don't realize how hard I'm staring, but I'm definitely staring. Because these women look fantastic. And I'm soaking this all in. And I realize I walked directly into the branch of a pine tree. But what made it worse was it did knock me down like a collar, but knocked my glasses off, my hat falls off, and then everyone on this busy-ass road was just honking at me, smiling. They understood. They understood. But the bad part about it was when they started honking, all the chicks that were in the green space, now they're looking. It was just so obvious. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm embarrassed, yeah, but I would do it again because they were worth looking at.
That's the hardest thing with, you know, as far as driving goes, I'm pretty good with my phone. I don't text when I drive. I very rarely talk unless it's in the hands-free mode and, you know, I got my phone up on my, you know, dashboard or whatever the deal is. And very rarely, I know exactly where I'm going. But if I see, like, someone jogging on the Burt Gilman Trail or whatever, I mean, for whatever reason, it's like when you see somebody and you just say something out loud and you don't mean
like,
to.
Like, oh, low. Jesus, didn't expect to see that.
Yeah. I basically do that with my eyes, and I mouth it in my car, but I realized, like, I just kind of swerved over into the other lane. Focus, Miles. Focus.
Focus, champ.
Focus. What do you wish you had never seen, or what do you wish no one had ever seen you do? 206-803-ROCK.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
My question, what do you wish you'd never seen, or what do you wish that no one had ever seen you do? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, about 20 years ago, I was on a road trip with friends. We were in Lexington, Kentucky, and we went out to dinner, a Mexican place, started bar hopping and started getting the stomach rumbles. And I knew, like, where this was heading. And so we were going to go to this club. It was, like, an old rock club. So it was, like, a dingy old building, college bar. And it was really, when you know in your head, you know, I got 5 minutes before this becomes really bad. And so he was getting to the club, beeline it for the bathroom, just, you know, get there. And so we got in. I had to fight through. The bathroom was all the way on the other side of the dance floor, so I had to fight through the dance floor, the whole crowd of people. Finally make it to the bathroom, and since this was an old club, there was about five urinals lining the wall and one toilet just sitting there right in the middle of the room. No stalls, no walls, no nothing. It was just there. And in, like, that moment, it just made me had to go even more because I think, like, my brain was thinking relief. And so I was looking for another. I was like, right, whatever, I'll go to the women's room. I don't care what I'm doing. So I walked out. I try to fight through the dance floor again. Too many people. I can't do it. I just say, screw it. I turn around. I go into the bathroom, and I just drop trowel right there in that toilet. And I just went, and it was bad. And it was one of those. It wasn't like, you know, you're done and you're done. It was like one of those. You want to linger there a few minutes just to make sure it all comes out.
Sure.
So I'm sitting there, and you know, as soon as these guys saw what was happening, it was a loud, crowded place, and I could just hear people still on the other side of the door saying, bro, you got to check this out. Come look at this. And so I was just sitting there, like, I had, like, my head in my hands. This was 2003, so to this day, I'm so happy that no one had, like, cell phone cameras, because this is the kind of thing that they would have posted all over the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So how many more people came in just to check you out handling your business on the toilet?
I mean, I was in there for once I was in it, I was like, well, I'm in it. And so, I mean, probably like 20, 30 people. I mean, that was just people that came in that, like, their friends would go out and grab them, and just, they came in, they looked at me, and then they left. And, like, you know, they had, like, the door open, so, like, people, you could see, if you were paying attention, you could see what was happening. But, I mean, it was just, there was nothing I could do, and it was just, I just sort of rolled with it. My buddy saw it, and they still tell me, hey, remember that time in that club in Lexington?
Bro, like, yeah, I do remember, guys. Yeah. I remember it quite well.
You have to remind me.
So did you get a lot of weird looks when you got out of the bathroom, like just other dudes in the club?
No, it was fine. It was like, it was a college town. It was a college bar. It was like 11 o'clock at night. Most people were already, you know,
hammered,
pretty soft. So we got out, you know, I proceeded to have just a fine night. I mean, we stayed. I didn't even leave. And, you know, it was fine. It was just, it was like, as soon as I saw that it was just that one toilet, and it was like, my brain was thinking relief, and then I was like, okay, I got to find plan B. And it was like, no, dude, we're doing this right now.
There's a toilet. Handle your business. Your brain's like, don't care.
Yeah. It's a meeting.
Yeah, at least there was toilet paper.
Oh, my God. If there hadn't been toilet paper, that's a much different story at that point. I do wonder about, like, certain bars and restaurants where, and it can be to the men's or women's bathroom, but just if you open the door, it's a clear line of sight to everyone's business. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand, like, seeing the sink, but, like, I don't need to see the urinal or the toilets as it is in the ladies' room. And it's just weird because when people have really got to go, they got to go. And it doesn't matter who the human is. It's kind of a universal sign. So, you know, I'm waiting for the guys' room. I don't want to say where this place is. And I see a woman walking briskly toward the bathroom. I don't know if she's got to pee and poop. Doesn't matter. But, like, she blows open the door. But when the door's open, I see, like, three other chicks in there on the stalls because maybe only two of them had doors. And it's for one brief second you make eye contact. Whatever. You see them later at the bar, and you have to pretend that I did not see them sitting on the toilet.
Right.
You know, even though they know damn well you did. Because it's a person I don't know, but for the rest of the time that you're at the bar, you keep meeting eyes. You know, you're not saying anything. It's just one of those, like, look, you're trying to telegraph. I saw you on the toilet. I'm not going to tell anyone.
I don't know what. I had this situation at a bar in Soto. Mm-hmm. So I went there for dinner, and I'm sitting at the bar, probably there for 25, 30 minutes before the food is served. It's pretty busy there. There's no bar stools open, the whole deal. I just ordered a shot. The food comes out. I take a couple bites of my food. And, like, as soon as the food hit my stomach, I knew that I needed to use the bathroom. Like, right. That two bites pushed everything through, right? And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, no. So I run to the bathroom and realize they don't have a toilet for men.
Is it just one bathroom?
No, it's men and women, but they don't have a place for you to go, right?
There's no toilet in there.
Correct. It's just a trough.
I mean, right? I just thought by law, one urinal, one toilet.
I would think you have to have a toilet for a dude to take a poop.
Because you know what's going to happen, right? I mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what's going to happen. But then you have to ask the bartender, okay, where can
because there's other toilets in the back.
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Better single use.
Wait, what was
like, I was like, I was like, I was like, look. I was like, hey, I will be right. I told her, I was like,
to save my food for me, I will be right back. And so I drove to the McDonald's and used the bathroom.
Are you serious?
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. That's just
I was too embarrassed to ask.
Jesus. Was it my friend that was working? You should have asked her. No,
I know the guy. I said, hey, man, just...
Yeah, that... So there is the main men's room right there. Okay. That, you're right, is just a urinal. But if you walk back and then make a right, there's a couple single-use...
Well, I'll be damned.
...toilets and sinks.
Which is like all the privacy you really want.
That's part of the reason I love that place.
When I came back, like my food was cold. You know, they tried to save it for me, but it was...
Oh.
This food needed to be eaten hot, you know, so like I was gone for like 15 minutes. There's a coaster over my beer. The place is packed. Like the food's still sitting there when I get back. And I'm just like...
Bless you, Mike.
Oh, God.
Now, He must have been like, what the hell is he doing?
Where did he go?
Yeah.
Oh, totally. I think he thought I went outside to smoke a cigarette. I don't know what he thought. Hopefully.
Now, when you go to McDonald's, do you buy anything or do you just walk in and go straight to the bathroom?
I just walk. Well, fortunately, when the McDonald's that I walked into.
Right, because the counter was like, hey, man, just give me a Coke.
I came in like the side door back. So, like, when I came in the side door, it was in the side of the restaurant.
So they don't really make eye contact.
It was right near the bathrooms. So, you know how, like, they have kind of an L shape sometimes? Yeah. It's way back here. I walked in this way. So I just snuck in there real quick. I mean, it was on quickly. I'm out. Fast, drive back, sit down, my food's still there. Like, okay.
Yeah. Literally, fast food's more lenient than other places. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going, like,
dude, I did not know that.
I just need to use your bath.
I'm like, I'm not taking a dump in this.
You have to buy something first. And I go, like, dude, I will do that. Can I buy it on the backside of this? Like, you don't understand, man.
If I gotta go do that in a fast food joint, honestly, like, I know you don't have to. I'm just like, oh, I'm in here. I gotta buy a fry or a soda.
Right.
What do you wish you'd never seen, or what do you wish no one had seen you do? 206-803-ROCK.
Would you start to tell that story? I wouldn't be like, there's no way legally they don't have a toilet. But that place, I know that place very well. It's like, oh, yeah, you got all the privacy, man. There's two of them back there. It's great.
I did not know that.
I've handled my business in there.
Hello, Tara. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Hey guys, so like this was about 8 years ago, and I was working at a medical clinic down in Kent, and it was kind of like in a strip mall type of thing. And across the street is the jail, the Kent Jail. And if you go out back, I went out back with my friend or my coworker rather. She had a cigarette, and they let some inmates out or whatever. And then, they let some inmates out. This guy starts walking down the sidewalk, pulls his pants down, and mind you, this is four lanes across. That's how big this deuce was, and he just took a big one right on the sidewalk. She like spit out her cigarette. We were like, oh my God, we're like, oh damn. We're like ran inside, and luckily there was no patients at that time because it was the lunch hour, but it was you can't unsee that.
Why do you think he just didn't poop in the freaking jail they just let him out of?
Dude, no kidding. He just felt like just to come out and just, I mean, literally there's traffic and everything, but just literally just pulled. I mean, we were so loud too. We were like, oh, we're like right inside. They're like, what's the matter? What's the matter? We were like, oh man, we were both like, we're just like gagging and we're like, oh my gosh.
Now, did he hear you guys screaming?
Yeah, he looked over and we were like, oh, yeah, he looked over. And yeah. So it was mortifying. That was the worst.
Not good.
Yeah.
I've seen that people have done it. I don't know that I've seen someone in the act doing it.
I have in South Lake Union.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a Saturday afternoon. We're all sitting at a bar. It's one of those cool spots that has like the doors, like all the
garage doors.
And it's kind of a, you know, South Lake Union. It's not a dive bar at all. And we're sitting there. I was sitting there with our buddy Jay, and we just look out there, and I'm like, that guy is pooping in that bush. And, like, I felt bad for the restaurant workers because people were in there eating, too. We were just at the bar, but it's like, you know what? Honestly, it was me. Oh, man, he's pooping right there.
Mm-hmm. I've seen a massive pile of poop in South Lake Union. Definitely human turd, but it's in an alley, not a bush. And my doctor was there for a while. So I remember I go there, and there's just I'm smoking a cigarette, and that's when I notice it. And it's just huge. It bugs me, and I just think to myself, man, it's got to suck to be part of the janitorial staff, right? Well, 2 days later, it's still there, starting to dry. And I'm like, I can't believe, right? And this is a busy part where a lot of people go on building to building. I cannot believe they haven't done anything about it. I go back 2 days after that. and I realized they had not cleaned up the poop, but what they did do was take one of the dumpsters and roll it in front of it. That was it. So you couldn't see it, but it was still there. I'm like, damn. You didn't even clean this. You just rolled something in front so no one can see it.
I was on a bus up here one time, and as we're coming into the Seattle traffic, we are slowed to a stop at this point, and over there where a lot of our friends like to hang out, There was one dude. Usually when you relieve yourself, you find a corner, you find a wall or a tree, a bush or something like
usually,
that.
Usually, yeah.
This dude, in all his glory, facing the freeway, just releases it and just starts going right there like, really? I am staring at this right now. Are we really doing this?
I take that back now. Ted, the chick you say is the, what do you call it, most confident woman in the world.
Yeah.
Walks around here every once in a while. She's shirtless. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she's
closed. Most times she's just screaming.
Who knows? Oh, yeah, screaming. And she was standing on the bridge over I-5, and I'm talking to someone else, and their back is to her. And I realize she's just pooped in her hand, and she's throwing it just down the I-5. And I don't think she was doing it to be mean. It just seemed like, what else would I do with it?
Man.
I thought a million things, but yeah, I want to say at least three of them popped out, and I'm like, I cannot believe I'm watching this.
Taken out of here one day, I got to run all the way down there, and I got to book it down there in order to catch the nearest bus. So I am moving on down there, and the entire time I'm running down that hill, I'm looking down to the street that my bus is going to cross on just to make sure that I don't miss the doggone thing, right? I look for a half a second in front of me, and I am two steps away from stepping in a big old mud pie that's sitting right there on the doggone corner, dude. That was foul. Same area.
Look, man.
Same area.
Lime bikes and human excrement. If you got to do it on the sidewalk, can you at least put it on the side of the sidewalk?
Yeah.
That's all. Mm-hmm. Turds and scooters.
What do you wish you had never seen, or what do you wish no one had seen you do? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, you fine gentlemen.
Thank Hola.
You. I've been listening to your show for years. I love you guys. I've never called in. I'm honored to be on the show. So my father was autistic, and he was a weirdo. But, you know, everyone's dad's weird. He's been dead 7 years this June. But there's stuff about him that's bizarre to me that I wish I would have talked about with him as an adult, you know, like, why did you do that? And one night, and this isn't gross or disgusting necessarily, but it's just, I wish I would have talked to him about it before he died, because I'm like, what was going through your head? So one night when I was like 12, I walked down the stairs. I just wanted to get a glass of water. I woke up and it was parched. And I saw the refrigerator light open from the stairwell. And I was like, what's going on there? And my dad is standing at the open refrigerator holding a stick of butter in his hand. And I just watched him take a huge bite out of it. And I just backed up the stairs. I just went back upstairs and went to bed because I was like, I don't. No, because I was 12. I was like, do adults just eat butter in the middle of the night?
Not publicly.
He might have been sleepwalking and sleep eating, but he might just really like butter. I don't know.
And this is his chance to just do it the way he wants to do it.
Well, the other thing, to your point, Thrill, about doing it the way he wants to do it. So my mom was always, my dad was a heavy guy. And he ate really poorly.
Wait a minute. Eating a stick of butter in the middle of the night, he was a heavy guy. I'll be damned.
Yeah, right. But my mom was super hard on him about what he ate. Like, my mom was one of those nitpicky people where whenever we went out to eat, she'd be like, Robert, you can't eat that. You can't eat this. And so I kind of think, like, maybe when mom was asleep, he was like, now's my chance to eat a bite full of butter.
I guarantee it. Look, man, as my father's gotten older, you know, you go to the doctor, and it's not like he's in ill health, but my father's made the mistake of being honest with my mother. So the doctor just says, like, hey, maybe you want to cut back on. Not because you're dying, just you're getting older. So my dad will tell my mother, oh, the doctor says I should cut back on. My mother takes this as,
you can't eat that.
You will not eat this in my presence, right? So, and I mean, so it's like peanuts, vanilla ice cream. These are his go-tos all the time.
You can't give up peanuts and vanilla ice cream. That's not fair to any human being.
Well, look, Miles, like anything, it's like the people that secret smoke. He hasn't, but my mother has no verifiable proof that he's still mowing us down. But she did point out, she'd gone out of town for like 2 or 3 days, like a ladies' weekend or whatever. She's like, you know, I come back home, your father, who's a very calm guy, very nice man. She's like, nothing about him seemed different. She goes, I go into the kitchen, I go to throw something out, open the trash can. It was like three empty containers of vanilla ice cream, a couple empty planters, jars of
the
peanuts.
Best. The best.
And she's like, I didn't say anything. I'm like, you can't say anything.
And I know as a lover of both of them,
he takes a scoop of that ice cream. And then he covers it in delicious Planters peanuts on top. And then he eats it.
No, he's not. He does not a Mixo Match guy.
I bet he does.
No, he really does.
I bet if you ask him, he says.
Oh, he tells you straight. He doesn't.
Does he love a Peanut Buster Parfait from Dairy Queen?
No. I'm telling you. Really? He likes them separate.
Damn.
But the point was, my mother goes, I couldn't find any of the trash. Like, there was nothing else.
That's all he was eating was peanuts and ice cream?
Yeah, and I said, look, man, you went out of town. Of course he did.
And he probably paid the price. He probably was on the toilet.
I'm sure whatever the price is that the doctor said is exactly what he went through, but it's worth it. But part of it is like, because you binged on it, right? If you said you can't drink anymore, you go, okay, I've been clean for a month. You go out of town, well, I'm going to drink heavy. That hangover is different than my Monday through Friday hangover. You know what I mean? When you do it in doses. So it's like, look, you went out of town. Of course, if my wife goes out of town, I eat all the Indian food I can freaking eat. Guess she doesn't eat it. She doesn't forbid me from eating it, but we're just, I know that's not going to be dinner. I know it's not going to be lunch. My mouth waters over that stuff. As soon as she goes out of town, like, yeah, I'm getting some buttered chicken, man. Hell yeah. Ask Castle about Chinese food when his wife goes out of town.
Same difference.
It's like the first thing he does.
What do you wish you had never seen, or what do you wish no one had seen you do? 206-803-ROCK.
Dude, I had that boxing match years ago. That's what I did. Then, like, so, like, for, like, like, we had trained for months, but for the last 2 months, my buddy Rob, who's my coach, he's like, no sugar, no booze, no weed. You know, like, we gotta focus in. Cool. So after the fight, go out that night, drink a bunch of beer, smoke a bunch of weed. Next day, go to a Husky game. I think we just tailgated.
Right.
I went back to my house. I got a couple buddies in town. There's only, like, five of us. I'm like, we're ordering, like, three large pizzas. Pizzas. Chocolate-covered cashews, anything you can think of. And, I mean, I'm just mowing it. And, I mean, I puked my brains
out. Oh, yeah.
I felt like a child. It was just like...
I got a tummy ache.
Yeah.
Not like, for being sick or drunk, just because you ate too much. Because
I ate too
much. Dude, I'm telling you, I mean, I ate like a whole bag of or container of chocolate-covered cashews.
What do you wish no one had ever seen, or what do you wish that no one had seen you do? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.